for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening and welcome, everyone. Good to be back in the studio here tonight. This is Dave Faulkner along with Ken Simon as we are bringing you PCSN Live in the studio. And plenty to talk about as we are starting to wrap up the fall sports season.
I don't hear you.
You don't hear me?
No.
Well, we'll
roll on.
I'm hearing myself. We'll roll out right on with it then. We've got plenty to talk about. We've got golf that is finished up with their season. The boys have finished up with their season. Girls will advance on. Talk about that a little bit later. We've got cross country that's still going on. I'm not sure where they stand and where their meet is. Maybe Julie, you're out there listening to us. Maybe you should send us a text on where you guys are. You got soccer, which we did last night, boys and girls. We'll talk about that first here tonight. Volleyball going on and football. Football's got the longest road left to play. They're still haven't started their district season yet, which we start this week. And as we move on forward in the sports schedule at the high school.
Yeah, a lot going on, needless to say, and that's usually indicative of the fall sports. So much going on between all of those. Some ups and downs for the teams at this point, but in general terms, everything is going well on the upside. As we'll start with boys soccer, actually, as we saw them in action last night. The Pirates have actually ended up winning three of their last four matches. Got a nice win over Jackson City back towards the beginning of the month. Lost to Prestonsburg and then defeated Wolf County on a penalty kick at the 12-minute mark in the second half. And then a nice win last night, 4-1 over Menifee County for the Pirates. They ended up getting a goal 26 seconds in the first half, as through the first 35 minutes, the Pirate defense was very strong, did a nice job of shutting down Menifee County, who had defeated the Pirates 4-1 as the season opener. So the fact that the Pirates actually came back, when they ended up getting that goal at the 26-second mark, Axel Vasquez ended up getting that. Deshaun Williams was actually there as well. Both of them right on top of the goalkeeper, able to get the ball right by him to kick the goal in. I really felt like that score, that goal at that 26-second mark to go in the first half was a huge boost for the Pirates. Again, they ended up playing strong defense for the first 35, but then that last 5 minutes, they really turned it on offensively, had a couple of opportunities. But I really felt like, David, that particular goal there going into half was huge for them coming out into the second half with that 1-0 lead.
Oh, it gave them a lot of confidence going in, and then they lost to Menifee on their home opener, or on their opener of the season. So when they lost that game early on at 4-1, you would think, okay, it's going to be a defensive struggle. We're going to have to contain them. We didn't have much offense against Menifee. So to go up 2-0 in the first early, that was huge. Like you said last night with there at the halftime, Pals up 2-0 versus up 1-0. Up 1-0 versus just nil going into the second half. But Pal was much more aggressive after they took that lead. And then good things happened their way with still their man-to-man. To me, their man-to-man defense was stifling. Whenever any of the Menifee County players got the ball, they had somebody just stuck on them like glue, and the speed kind of kept up. I was just really impressed with where they played defense last night. The first time we saw them, I think they're a little bit more kind of trying to feel their way to see where they were. And I think, as good teams should, this team is improving throughout the season.
Yeah, I think they were a little bit hesitant, maybe, kind of, when we've seen them early on. Not necessarily the hustle there, but strong defense. And then we get to the second half, and 1 minute and 50 seconds in, we get a goal from Connor Creech on a penalty kick, a foul in the box area. Both players going for that loose ball. He ended up kind of getting pushed a little bit, and the official ended up awarding a penalty kick. He was able to score, making it 2-0. And then 5 minutes later, unfortunately for Menifee County, they get an own goal. Connor Creech ends up hitting it, goes off of the shoulder of the defender, and then at that point sails over the goalkeeper's head to make it 3-0. And then Zeke Crow ends up getting a goal at the 18:08 mark, making it 4-0. And then finally, Menifee County gets on the board at the 8:43 mark, making it 4-1. But an impressive win. Again, to have gone 3 wins out of the last 4 matches, definitely impressive for the Pirates. Things are definitely improving for them, and that's exactly what you want. You want to improve as the season goes on. Those matches early on are learning experiences, and at this point, they are 4-7 overall, 3-1 in the region, 3-1 in district play, which is very important. Even though Jackson City sits at 4-1 in the district, the Pirates actually will be away at Bath County on the 24th, and then they'll be home on Monday the 26th, a home game against Estill County, and then they'll travel the next night and go back to Estill for a boys-girls doubleheader, and then they'll end the regular season away at Fleming County on the 29th.
The 24th game, that's on Saturday, right?
It is, yes.
Away on Saturday at 11 o'clock, and then, like you said, Estill County coming right back up on that following Monday. That's here. So we're assuming those games are still on. It'll be back-to-back nights for Palka and Estill County, and that could be everything up for grabs as far as the seating purposes go. The way we kind of looked at the seating right now, it is anything can happen. Look like we're first, second, and third. Wolf kind of looks like they're going to finish in the fourth slot, depending on how Estill plays. Estill could also finish fourth. They win the tiebreaker over Wolf if they lose out. But this is probably one of the worst records Estill has had in a long time. So it'll be an interesting game on Monday with the boys. If the boys win, they'll have the upper hand as far as the higher seed goes, which I think this is one of those times you really need it, because this is a very balanced district.
Yeah, and the engineers are going to have their work cut out for them. So you play Powell twice, back-to-back nights, and they also played Jackson City, who they ended up losing to earlier in the season. So at that point, Estill is going to have to win out in order to have a chance of getting that number one or number two seed. Obviously, for the Pirates, you want them to win out in district play. They just have those two games against Estill. So if they can win out, and depending on how Estill and Jackson City play against each other, potentially the Pirates are playing for a number one seed in the district tournament.
Yeah, if Powell wins out, and like you said, Jackson City does lose to Estill, Powell would get the one seed. If Powell County splits with Estill and Estill beats Jackson City, you're looking at a whole different configuration, maybe coin flips and all that good stuff, head-to-head, all that weird stuff that may go on if everybody beats everybody, you know, one of those deals. So, but every scenario we can figure out so far will be Wolf finishing in the four slot with a record of 1-5, with a chance being Estill could slide to the four if they lose all three games remaining to Powell and to Jackson City. That's kind of a weird scenario, but not something we talk about very often.
Yeah,
about Estill kind of down at the bottom of the barrel. That's not something athletically we talk about, especially in soccer. Usually they're up there with everybody in contention with a regional title.
Yeah, and I think the first year coach Bernie Vasquez doing a nice job with his team. He has Jacob Townsend, one of the seniors on this squad, who came out to play this year. He's contributed quite a bit in the role that he's been able to play for them. And you also have Will Nolan. Last night did a nice job as the goalkeeper, having replaced Aiden King. Will did a really nice job. And then you have Dakota Christie, Connor Creech, and then Gavin Bloom. So you have 5 seniors on this Pirate soccer team, all of them great contributors up and down the line. And as we mentioned earlier as far as the defense of the Pirates. The back line really for Powell County has done a really nice job. Canyon Fugit, Landon Nolan, you've got Aiden Berry back there.
Caleb Epperson,
Gavin Bloom. You know, you've got some good defenders on that mid to back line. And really, I think it was because of their defense that created some of those offensive opportunities for the Pirates. You know, even Connor Creech at one point kind of playing that midfield area. He made a great defensive stop and then makes a great pass to allow the goal by Zeke Crow, you know.
Yeah, I mean, to me, offensively, one player that impressed me more than anybody last night was probably Connor Creech.
Yeah.
His ball handling was, I think, much improved from what we had seen earlier. His leg strength. I mean, he had some pretty strong kicks last night. So you got the speed of Dalen and Zeke. And then you got the strength of Connor Creech being a senior. And then Jacob Towns, like you said, playing some defense, playing some offense as well. His speed out there. So, you know, I look at these kids and you want these kids to play as many sports as they possibly can. And just for speaking of like for Jacob Towns, and I think this is a big thing for him because I think his footwork gets better for basketball. That's just kind of a me thing. I really think there's things that you can add to every sport. You know, if you play football, then go to basketball season, you add strength, something you may not have had before going in. You know, if you're a basketball player and you go to baseball season, you should be definitely in shape. All kinds of different factors as far as these kids playing multiple sports. And I wish we had more kids playing multiple sports, especially on both sides, boys and girls. So, I mean, wish we had more kids participating. But the soccer program, like I said, I think Bernie has taken a team out. We knew it was on the rebuild. And has taken this team and make them competitive this season. So that's always nice to see.
Yeah, and then offensively, Axel Vasquez, nice job, as well as, where am I at here? Kenyon LaRoque did a nice job offensively. Mm-hmm. Dalen Williams, again, they've got those speed players. We didn't see a whole lot of Demarius Dawson, but he did a nice job for the amount of time that we actually saw him play. When you have that speed and you're able to dribble and get by a defender to create those opportunities, and that's really what the Pirates were able to do, no matter if it was on the defensive side or offensive side. Again, continue to develop that skill set, continue to work together as a team, and good things can happen, just as we saw last night.
Yeah, looking at their scoring for the season, Connor Creech leading the team. He's actually averaging 2 points per game, 9 goals for the season. Then it drops down to 4 goals for Axel. 3 for Kenyon, and then 2 for Dalen Zeke. That was actually his first goal of the season last night. But I tell you what, with the speed, and then talk about the youth of, you know, Zeke coming in there, that's nice to see for those younger kids coming out. We got some good young talent coming. But again, when you got 5 seniors out of your, well, 4 seniors, I think, that are currently still with the team.
Right.
Those all are main contributors right now for the boys soccer program. So the leadership and all this is getting it done, and you got to really love what really Bernie's kind of done. If they can get a couple wins Monday, Tuesday, stick a feather in his cap, because it's been a really good season. Obviously, you've got to finish it off in district play, but setting that up is where you finish in district seating, and you get the best opportunity if you get a higher seed.
Yeah, and going back to what we said earlier, you know, when you're playing strong defense in the first 35 minutes, and at that point you're frustrating the other team because they might have some looks, but not necessarily getting great looks or anything, so you're getting the stoppage, and all of a sudden with 5 minutes to go, all of a sudden you start turning it on, because really at that point the tables had turned in a sense. Now Powell's offense was a lot more aggressive and obviously able to get that goal, but then they capitalized on that in the second half and don't waste any time and come out aggressive as well. So maybe that's a part of Bernie's plan as well. Let's play some strong defense, keep it close, and then towards the end of the first half, let's try and make a big push and see what we can't get.
Yeah, you may not be a fan of that style, but it worked last night for the Pirates, and I think you have to get across to the kids that defense is really where you win at soccer, and I think it's, we'll say it's the same for every sport.
Right.
Defense is going to win a lot of championship for you. Now you have to score, be able to score. It's kind of like, mentioned the Menifee girls last night. They just really had no offensive threats. But you have to be at least a threat to compete. And Powell County's got a few threats offensively, but they got enough speed on those wings and in the middle, that and the strength in the middle that Man, I'll tell you what, can be dangerous at times if they can get it together. The passing keeps improving throughout the season, and it has. So, you know, the strength of the goal has been pretty good. In goal, you had a couple different goalies this year. Will Nolan seems to have taken that back over. He was actually injured twice last night and had to come out due to injuries a couple times and filled well by Aiden King. So, you know, sharing those goalkeeper responsibilities if you have to. It says the Pirates actually had 13 shot attempts on goal from Menifee last night, which is probably down from that first appearance because of that back row defense we've talked about earlier. So, all in all, a really good performance for the boys last night.
Yeah, I like what we ended up seeing. Again, things are on the upside, especially closing things out. Now, to me, you have to take care of things against Bath County coming up on Saturday, continue that progress, and obviously, more importantly, coming up on Monday and Tuesday against district foe Estill County. They've got to get both of those wins to me in order to continue to build that confidence, especially going into the tournament. And the district tournament actually will be hosted by Powell County this year. Those dates will be on October the 3rd will be the boys' semifinals, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and then the boys' championship will be on October the 5th, where that will be a 6:30 start time. So you have the semifinals at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and then you have the boys' championship on Wednesday at 6:30.
Yeah, so the two championship games both at 6:30, Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively. And I would assume weather could have a role in that, but likely not when we're talking about the weather cooling off. And should have some nice cool days for soccer versus last night. That was kind of brutal on the boys.
Yeah.
For the play of that game. So it was really hot for late September. It was a really, really warm night last night as we started out. So we'll take a step away for a break here on PCSN Live. Come back and talk girls soccer after the break here on PCSN Live.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Short break. At least we're paying attention that we had a short break here tonight. So
yeah, right.
Yeah, we would like to thank our sponsors for helping us out. We would love to have more sponsors add to our sports package. If you are interested in being a sports sponsor, just give Ethan a call here at the studio or Angie or anybody else that can take care of that here at the station, or contact Ken and I myself. We'll get you in contact with all the sales folks here. But we would love to have more jump in and join our sports team. As far as the advertisers, we could really use the help.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And again, we couldn't do it without them. As we've said time and time again, anytime that you are out and about in town and you're frequenting those businesses, let them know that you appreciate their support of the Powell County Sports Network, Powell County High School Athletics, because again, without them, we would not be able to cover all of the games that we actually cover. And we cover more than anybody in the region, probably potentially even in the state, to be honest with you. Nobody that I know really covers girls volleyball. Rarely will you find somebody covering soccer.
Yeah.
Most people will cover football, basketball, and that's about it. Rarely even will people even do softball and or baseball.
And WSKV really reaching out and doing two schools the same way, Estill County and Powell County, both being rewarded with really Ethan's hard work and getting this done. Both for the PCSN side and the ECSN side. So as far as coverage is concerned with the NFHS, and where we're not NFHS, he tries to broadcast all those other games on Facebook. So tell you what, also thank Ethan Moore for putting it out there, putting some, a lot of work in here for our athletes for both counties. And tell you what, it is big. So I would love to have more folks jump in and sponsor. So now girls soccer, again, got off to a good start, 3-0 early, then lost three of their next four, but now back on a little winning trend of won their last two. So, again, got a big win last night, 10-0 over Menifee County, won earlier in the season, 7-0. That was the first game of the season. but really a dominant team after what the 20-minute mark. Pretty much, it was all Powell County.
Yeah, they improved their record to 6-3-1 overall, and we go back to took them about 14 minutes to get on the board with Avery Lynn at the 26-37 mark. The sophomore ends up getting the goal to give the Lady Pirates the 1-0 lead, and then another 15 minutes go off the clock.
Yeah.
And then at that point, then things really started to come alive for the Lady Pirates as you end up having Clara Terry end up getting a goal at the 11-16 mark, one of the seniors for the Lady Pirates. And then about 5 minutes go off, and then that final 5 minutes of that first half, things crazy. Really took off for the Lady Pirates. Number 42, Reagan Shelton, sophomore, ends up scoring at the 4:41 mark, making it 3-0. And then you have Katie Neal at the 1:48 mark, one of the seniors for the Lady Pirates, making it 4-0. And then 23 seconds later, Katie Neal, another shot on goal that goes in, making it 5-0 at halftime. But really, that final 5 minutes, you know, it took a long time to make it 1-0. Thought, okay, this is going to be a close match. They finally get the second one, but then that final 5 minutes, they really just dominated and made it 5-0 at halftime at that point.
We had a ton of shots on goal. Now, not all were
on target.
On target, but they were shots against their goalie. And, you know, several of those first goals that we got were over the head of the goalie. Just couldn't play them. But, you know, you had a couple of long kicks by Clara. The ball handling by some of those, you know, midfielders with Neil and Lynn, I tell you, their ball handling has improved so much. And really with Katie, she just really impressed me last night with her ball handling. Ella Weil as well, also some good ball handling skills. I don't think she got a goal last night, but man, she was aggressive up front in attack and part of all the goal making because she helped share the wealth out there for the Powell County Lady Pirates last night.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of been a difference maker for them when we saw them earlier in the season. At times, a little selfish, yep. as opposed to making that extra pass, but it seemed like last night at times they were making that extra pass to try and find that open player to give them better opportunities.
Especially in the second half, you saw more of that.
Yes.
I thought early on we took a lot of shots on the first shot we would see. But you know, credit that too with the way Menifee County was playing defense. Really packing it all back, made it tough to get an angle. If you had a shot, you take it. And I think that's kind of how Powell County felt last night. It's hard to make a pass once you get it down deep because you've got about 8 Menifee County players standing in your way. So if you did get an open look, take the shot. I think that's kind of what Powell County did last night. So, you know, when you think about what Menifee County was trying to do, really almost 10 guys playing or girls playing back on the defense. There's only one girl at midfield waiting for the ball, and the rest of the girls back playing defense. I think that was their plan, and again, it just not enough offensive punch. The game was actually over. I'll let you get into it in a moment. We actually finished the game early last night.
Yeah, in a sense, though. But 5-0, that's tough for anybody to come down. You know, 1-0 in many respects is still a tough go at it. But the fact that you're down 5-0 at halftime, but then the Pirates come in 3 minutes and some odd seconds into the second half. You have Clara Terry, who gets another goal, making it 6-0. 5 minutes later, Reagan Shelton picks up her second goal. That had actually given Terry her second goal as well. So now Shelton gets her second goal. So at that point, you have Terry with 2 goals, Neal with 2 goals, Shelton with 2 goals, and then Lynn with 1 goal. Great distribution at that point. And then you have Elam getting a goal in at the 21:47 mark, making it 8-0. Claire Terry at the 6:52 mark gets another goal to get the hat trick. And then she follows that up literally 2 minutes later, gets another goal. So Claire Terry ends up finishing with 5 goals on the, or excuse me, 4 goals on the night. Impressive as the Lady Pirates ended up winning 10-0 as they go to stoppage at that point based on the 10 goal mark.
You know, I've talked about Claire for a couple of years, her leg strength, which you played on the side, always been over on that wing, really distributed the ball well. I don't know how many goals she scored on the season. I guess we can take a look at it real quick here. I can.
While you're doing that, I'm going to mention the seniors. Ahead. It was senior night for the Lady Pirates. Ella Weil, one of the seniors, Keely Watkins, did a nice job defensively for the Lady Pirates. Claire Terry, as we mentioned, her offensive prowess. Katie Neal, again, her offensive prowess. One of the seniors there, Mackenzie Shelton, the goalkeeper for the Lady Pirates. Kind of had a quiet night in a sense because there wasn't a lot of action on that end of the field, but she's been consistent throughout the season. And then Chloe Grader really stepped up and did a nice job. And then Brianna Boyd with her defense and offense as well. Plays on that left wing, made a lot of great defensive stops and then some excellent passes to give some of her players those offensive opportunities on goal.
I thought I was maybe correct on this. I had said last night, I'm not sure how many goals Claire had ever had. She'd had zero this season.
Wow.
And four last night. Her leg strength was just really out there. And I mentioned this the game last night. To me, she's one of the best female athletes in the school. She played softball for us a couple years and surely picked up on that. She goes into basketball in the gym and she'll shoot basketball. She can make threes. She'll be where she wants to. A kid that come out and she's as strong as an ox. And then, found out today she played last night with a broken arm. Now, not that it was a soccer injury. I think she hurt it this weekend. But to go 3 or 4 days with a broken arm and then finally say, okay, my arm's hurting a little bit. After your soccer game and you get four goals, your best of the season. I tell you what, impressive for Clara last night. Like I said, I'm just kind of staring at this scoring sheet and no goals. Avery Lenz led the team in scoring with 11. McKinley Patrick with 3. Elizabeth Reif with 2. Kendra Lee with 2. Keely Martin with 2. Katie Neal only 1 goal on the season. Gets 2 last night. And Reagan Sheldon only 1 goal on the season. Gets 2 more last night. So, I tell you, really sharing the wealth and kind of padding their stats, but that's a pretty good offensive performance. If they can carry that over into the next couple of games and see if they get that much offensive firepower at you, anybody can score on this group. That's the impressive thing about the way the girls' soccer team is going.
Yeah, and I think that their camaraderie is there. You can tell that they're having a good time. Anytime anybody does a good defensive play that leads to a goal or someone scores a goal, I mean, they're all happy. Mm-hmm. They're all excited. And you sense and you feel that energy, realizing that anybody at any given time can score. And when you have that defensive set in that backfield, able to make those passes, and then you get up there, and as the number of shots on goal, it could have definitely ended a lot earlier, but still 10-0, very impressive. Against an undermanned Menifee County team who's really struggled on the season. They actually are 2-12-1, but they tried to play that half-field defense and tried to stop things, but the Lady Pirates really just weren't giving up the ball. Every time that Menifee County would try and make a pass, the Lady Pirates were right on top of it and get a turnover right back to give themselves another offensive opportunity.
Again, they're one offensive player. Well, I said this a couple times. She has nobody to pass it to. It's on her. And they were just taking it away from her, getting 3 girls there, and she had no chance against the Pirate defense. And looking at the statistic for the season, Ken, there's been 76 goalkeeper saves in 8 games. So folks are getting 10 shots per game against us. Only 12 have been converted to goals. That's pretty good numbers. So you got Shelton in the back, Mackenzie Shelton doing a great job in goal. And really defensively, I think the Lady Pirates are really led by Carly Patrick back there. And I mention her every time we play because she's fun to watch play. She loves playing defense. That's something that you have to just enjoy doing. We didn't mention Chloe Grader. She really came close to several goals. She just, I think, is kind of new to soccer this year, last month or so. But, man, when you look at the list of girls that they have really contributing to what they've done this season, and I don't think a couple of these girls we even called their name last night.
True. Yeah, you're exactly right. I think they are so deep. You know, even you have McKinley and Madeline Patrick, mm-hmm. Brianna Boyd, Peyton Boland, Kendra Lee, as you'd mentioned earlier, Keely Watkins, Molly
Another
Lacey.
Another great defensive player right there with Keely. She does a really good job on defense
as
well.
And I think those players in a sense that are so strong defensively to give those offensive strikers that opportunity. Again, up and down this whole list, yep. And the Lady Pirates are stacked in many respects as far as the players that can be subbed in and out. You don't necessarily lose anything
right.
with any of those players, and that's a great place to be for Coach Victoria Spencer and Brandon Helton, the assistant coach.
Yeah, I think that was one of the things last night with the Heat. Menifee County had a short team of 13, I think, showed up players, and I think that really did kind of do them in late in the first half, and really I think they were still gassed from the first half. Just a lot of so much offensive pressure. And I really applaud their goalie. We probably had 35 shots on goal last night, and really she did a pretty good job getting more saves than goals. But I think Powell County, the Lady Pirates last night, got better as the game went on as far as sharing the ball. That was good to see, and that could bode well going forward for them.
And I think for Menifee County, tip of the cap to them, those girls – They never gave up. They continued to do what they needed to do in order to stop the Lady Pirates. Lady Pirates were just too dominant, but yet they continued to play all the way to the end. So, again, give them credit for not giving up. And as you mentioned, the goalkeeper, Christina Turner, did an outstanding job. So many shots on goal that she was able to cover up. It could have been over a lot faster, she hung in there. And really did a nice job. So Menifee County, despite their struggles, really showed a lot of heart, a lot of resolve to not give up and continue to fight, even though they were down a lot.
Yeah, going forward for the Lady Pirates, we've got Perry Central coming up on Saturday. Yeah, Friday, it's the 22nd. That's tomorrow. Excuse me. Away, they will go to Perry Central. That's going to be a real test for the Lady Pirates tomorrow. And then they play Letcher Central on the road on Saturday. So two key games coming up for Powell County. And you've got Letcher County coming into the season at 7-3. They're the top of the list. You got Estill County on the 27th. Estill County sits there at 10-7 on the season. And Perry County at 8-6. So you're getting ready to face three really good teams. Hazard at the bottom of the list at 2-10 in regional play. We'll play them on the 29th to finish up the season. But look at the stretch for the Lady Pirates. Four straight road games to end their regular season is going to be a really brutal. You're looking at teams that are above you in the standings. To me, if they could pick up two wins out of those, well, if they can get three wins out of those four, you could elevate Powell to the top of the list and be one of your regional contenders this season. So, again, the district is not a big deal because Powell and Estill will both advance to regional play. And the way it looks, if we just glance at this, so Perry and Hazard will be same. So I'm assuming it's going to be a five-team region?
Correct. And probably more than likely Letcher will get the bye.
I would assume top team will get the bye. I'm not sure how that works. Maybe go by RPI. If you do go by RPI, it's quite strongly Letcher. But with Powell County playing the teams above, if they could pick up wins against Letcher, Perry, and Estill, and that's going to be a tall order on the road. But if they could pick up some of those wins, they could probably top that RPI number if Powell County could pull off the end of the season run, which I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it would take a lot for that. But the way the Lady Pirates are playing, don't put it past them, because I tell you what, this is a really, really good team. They can play defense very quick. Some good ball handlers up front. You got a good goalie. Everything is there for the Lady Pirates this season in soccer to make a run for that regional title. Nothing sitting there saying they can't get a win.
Agreed. And I think for them, the Estill game as well coming up next Tuesday on the road at Estill.
Big.
They lost at home 6-4, but it was a very close game until the end when Estill was able to get those two late goals. Mm-hmm. That match literally could have gone either way. So I think the fact that the Lady Pirates are showing improvement, to me, that's going to be the game to really watch, in a sense, as far as, yes, Perry Central, you always expect them to kind of be there, in a sense, and it is going to be on the road, on that artificial turf. It's
three
always
games.
Difficult.
Well, actually, all four of those games coming up are, guess what, on turf.
There you go. Yeah, you're exactly right. So at least they're going to get the experience, in a sense, because the regional tournament
is on turf, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you got four straight games coming up to finish your season, getting practice on turf. You're going to play your district then on our field, on just a grass field. But I think this stretch is a tough schedule, but it also gets the Lady Pirates ready for to play on turf. This is probably the best setup for them as far as a prep situation, getting that practice on the turf, especially since Estes County's got the new turf field. We get to, you know, play there. But that could bode well, because I think the inexperience on turf occasionally hurt Powell County going in.
I think it just about has hurt everyone other than Perry County Central, who has been dominant.
Well, no, Letcher's always had turf as well, so.
Well, but it's always been at Perry County Central.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So you have that home field advantage,
now,
kind of, you know.
Where is
this year? I would guess that it would probably be at Perry Central, well, then next year potentially back at, or not back, but at Estill, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I do know there are three teams now in the rotation. It's Estill, Letcher, and Perry now have joined that soccer rotation. So where it goes after this, I'm not real sure. But like you said, I think it still is Perry this season. But it's nice to see it opened up to other schools. And again, maybe if works and miracles here at Powell County in the near future, maybe you see Turfield right here too. I don't know if it's coming or not, but
it would be nice.
We could hope for that improvement, that upgrade here at the Powell County.
We're just an upgrade in facilities, yep. Perry. We'll just leave it at that.
Leave her there. yeah, we'll take another break here on PCSN Live.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across Central and Eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. This is Dave Fallon along with Ken Simon. We'll now switch gears to volleyball. Well, did we do the? Well, it doesn't matter about the.
Well, let's go back, because I did not mention something as far as the soccer tournament for the girls action. Just two teams in the district for the 54th district, and that tournament will be at Powell County October the 4th. The girls' championship game, which will be between Estill County and Powell County, so October the 4th on that Tuesday at 6:30 start time. So I'm going to wrap it up. The boys, 4 teams, the semifinals October the 3rd, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock starts. The girls then on Tuesday, October the 4th, championship, 6:30 start between Powell and Estill. And then October the 5th, the boys' championship, 6:30 here at Powell County. Those teams yet to be determined.
Yeah, well, we do know it'll be Estill County versus Powell County on Tuesday in the championship. Seeds really don't matter, but right now, Estill County, if you are a seed person, right now, Estill County in the driver's seat with a 2-goal lead. If Powell can win by more than 2, Powell gets the 1 seed, but I don't really know that that matters a whole lot.
I don't think so either. Not the way that it plays out under these circumstances.
That is correct. Now move on to volleyball, where the Lady Pirates took another hit last night on their season. Got off to a decent start, but have lost now 4 in a row of the Lady Pirates.
Yeah, and that's kind of unfortunate. They were actually on a 3-game winning streak, and then ended up going to Knott County Central. Ended up losing to Lee County 2-0, lost to East Ridge 2-0, then lost to Letcher Central 3-0, and then Lee County 3-0. So some of those matches a little close, some of them not so close. So I'm not quite sure what's happened to the Lady Pirates. You know, when you look when they played Lee County at Knott Central, they lost 25-15 and 25-12. And then last night they lose the first one 25-22, lose the next two 25-12, 25-17. So they've not fared well against Lee County over those last two matches, which is unfortunate. Again, then when you look at the way that they played Letcher County Central, they lost 25-4, 25-13, finally come alive a little bit in that third set.
Wow.
27-25, but still couldn't get over that hump. But they've kind of fallen on some hard times. Now, Coach Jasmine Thorpe has done some different rotations, different players and different substitutions. Does that have anything to do with it? I don't know. Is it, you know, player attitudes? Who knows? Just mishits, miscommunication. You know, there's so many things that can happen in any given sport as far as trying to put your finger on what the answer is. But the fact that they've actually lost four matches in a row is not looking good for the Lady Pirates at this point.
They are now 8-8 on the season. And that, you know, I mean, when you look at that, that includes a forfeit win. So really now, I don't even like to count those, but that really leaves the Pirates under 500 for the season at 7-8 in all actuality. That's just not where we thought we would be. We started out at 7-4, and then the last four games have been on the L side. And I tell you what, Ken, it doesn't get a lot easier. Alsda County, who Powell County had beaten earlier 3-2, and actually lost the first two sets to Owsley, and came back to win the night, which is probably got them on the first little roll. But they got them on Friday after coming off these really two big losses to Lee County. And one was a non-conference game, but Powell and Lee County has now, I believe, Powell County won the first game, right? 3-0.
Correct.
And that was 26-24, 25-19, 25-21. All really close games. But when you look at this, what happened on last night, you know, 25-22, okay, that's competitive. That's where it should be. But then 25-12, that's a stinker.
Yeah.
And to lose as bad as, and only get 4 points against Letcher Central, that's probably one of the worst sets they've ever had, or one of the worst games they've ever had in a set on a night. But, you know, for only four goals, you either had a dominant server that just wore you out, or you just couldn't get a point anyway. I mean, I don't know what happened on that game particularly, but man, it's just Powell County has always prided themselves being at the top of the region as far as the rankings were concerned. Well, now it's just time to survive, because you kind of got to retool and figure out where you are and what's going on with your team, and find the problems, the issues. That we talk about teams that are hot early and cool off late, or cool off early and then get hot late. I'd rather be that hot late team. Now, Packers got time to turn it around.
Yeah, plenty of games still left on the schedule.
You still probably got, 10, 12 games left. I might give you one or two more, then you got to get it rolling. But if they lose, well, let's flip it to a positive note. Powell County right now is in the driver's seat in the seeding. They are at 4-1. If they get a win against Owsley County on Friday, they are the one seed. So all the other bad stuff, forget about it. If you pick up the win on Friday, you get the one seed. What that means right now, you'd play Estill County. Lee County would likely have the 2, Owsley the 3. And we saw the last game with Estill County. It was very competitive until Powell County made that run in the second. Was it the second set? Came back after being
down 7.
7-8 points down,
yeah,
and got a win. That was the game I thought that kind of just broke Estill County's back. They just did not recover from that in set number 3. But that was, they would play, already played 2 winnable games by the Engineers. So when you got off to a good start early in the season against Estill County, you beat them 25-13, 25-13, 25-15 And I would call that domination. Watching the second time around wasn't domination.
No, and when you look at the Estill County matchup, so you win that first set 29-27 the last time out, and then you turn around and you get the second one 25-23 after being down. So
23-16, I believe was the score?
Yeah, so at that point, the Lady Pirates definitely showed some improvement, because when they played Estill at home, Estill County's the home team, they won 25-13, 25-13, 25-15.
Right.
So the fact that Estill gives you two tough early sets, you know, they have improved a lot. Now, you can't take them for granted any more than you can Owsley County.
No. There are no teams in this district that you can take for granted.
They are all playing well.
Well, when Powell County's not playing at their best, and you've got Lee County right now who's on a hot streak, Owsley just got to come over a victory over Perry Central the other night in kind of a blowout fashion. That's a big win for the Owls. Well, they're coming in riding high for Friday. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous game for Powell County. Now, the worst they're going to finish is 4-2. That being said, they can be no lower than the 2 seed. So Powell County is going to be a high seed regardless. Like I've said 100 times, look at these teams. If Powell County plays well, they should beat all three teams in the district. But if they come down and just play like they've been playing, they could lose to all those three teams the same way.
Yeah, and the fact that now you're going to have three consecutive district matchups. Yeah. Obviously, the Lee County being the first, Owsley on Friday, who's 9-3 on the season overall, and then you have Estill at home on the 24th.
But that's a non-conference game.
Correct.
That's a tournament game, but it still matters. Yeah. I understand that, but it doesn't matter as far as the seeds go.
Correct, but still the fact that you're seeing these same teams.
And
right,
they're seeing you.
Exactly. Consecutively, yeah. Like that. Again, they're just going to have to turn things around, for themselves. The Owsley game, the Estill game, those are at home, as well as Ashland Blazer and Berea. That's all part of the Lady Pirate Invitational, which is coming up this weekend. So they're going to have four matches all in one day. It's going to be a long day at that. They're going to have their work cut out for them. Be interesting to see how they fare during this. If you can go 2-2 or 3-1, to me, that's a success. I think you can't go less than .500 with those four games.
If they implode early, they lose all four.
Potentially.
If they're riding high emotionally, they can win all four. It's hard to do. The depth that I think that they have built over the last few games, playing multiple people in different positions, which is a good thing for depth. Not sure it works as well in tournament time, but I don't know the team. These coaches know the team much better than what you or I might know them.
Yeah.
We just kind of know their tendencies when they play. And some of these kids, we don't know them enough to have a tendency. You know, the younger kids, we just don't know. So going forward, it's a team that could be really good, and we have seen them be
dominant,
and we've also seen them be not so good because of emotions usually. And we got to see them serve better, we got to see them communicate better. Those two things are a no doubter. We gotta see them not making mistakes, in the net or the lifts. Got to have a good passing game. Got to have good setting games. Those things are huge, but you can't have unforced errors in the net on serves. You can't just go into the net and get, points taken away from you or, added to the other team. Those are just mistakes you can't make.
And you can't have one or two players, when you have the ball on serve, only scoring a couple of points and you're turning it over and no one's real dominant, because consistently you see 1-6 that are good servers and dominant. And when you can come out and you can take that lead, then things seem to go better for the Lady Pirates. With that being said, on that front line, you have to be able to get that ball down at a trajectory. We've seen a lot of what were attempt kill shots. At that point, though, you're not getting that force down, and you're hitting it more in line at the net, and it's going, further and not in play, as opposed to hitting it down. So if they can do that, stay out of the net, communicate like they were early on when they were having success, I think at this point maybe the communication is not there, the concentration, maybe the focus, whether it's serving, whether it's passing, the digs, etc., They've got to be able to turn things around again. They have plenty of time to do that, and we're not trying to pick on them in a sense other than pointing out our observations. But the team talent is there. They have the capability of not only winning the district but winning a regional title and taking it from there. They just have to get things lined out again and back on the right track.
Yeah, I think they're kind of hampered a little bit by the fair in Miss Powell County.
Sure.
I think is all, and that's something that is a normal fall thing for here. It's like the spring thing. You get the prom and all those things that go on in the springtime. The same kinds of factors that go on that are distractions to the players for about a week or two, but then it takes them a little while to get back going. So let's hope maybe we'll call it a fair swoon, if you will. Maybe you can rebound a few games after that and see where you can go from there. So that'll be a wrap on volleyball. But again, their next big game, come out Saturday if you want to see some good volleyball. They'll be playing a lot of it. If you want to see the Lady Pirates in action, it'll be the best time to go for your money.
Well, they play Friday first.
Okay.
Owsley County, a home game at 6. And then on Saturday, they have those matches there against Estill, Ashland Blazer, and Berea, along with Knott County Central.
Yeah, if you're a volleyball fan, you can't miss Saturday.
Show up 9 a.m. if you want to.
I mean,
game one.
You can't miss it if you're a volleyball fan, because it's going to be a lot of action. A lot of good teams coming over for the tournament. And it's good to see the Powell County having a tournament as well. So that being said, there'll be other teams playing as well, I would think. I don't think it's just us playing four teams. They'll be playing each other as well. So come out and support the Lady Pirates Friday and Saturday. Those games will all be on the NFHS app, I would assume.
As long as
it's turned on,
yeah,
right?
Correct, yeah.
So you can tune in and watch the games. There will be no audio. Again, we won't be with you on the Friday night game versus Owsley. But, you can tune in to the NFHS and watch Pal Owsley on Friday night. And then they'll wrap up on the 26th. The next time you can see them play, and those will be away. You got 26th, 27th, both at Sayre and at Bath. So after this stretch at home Friday and Saturday, they're on the road for a few games. So see them now.
Yep, you're exactly right. Let's go and take another break, and we'll come back and talk about football, as they will be on the road coming up on Friday night. We'll talk more here on the Powell County Sports Network.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Appalachian Wireless has a plan to make your life simpler. It's called Forward Pay. No contract, no credit check, no problem. Plans start at $19.99 a month and includes unlimited talk and text. Add 3 gigabytes of data, $29.99 per month. 6 gigabytes, $39.99 per month. Or take it to the max with unlimited data plus. Just $89.99 per month with 50 gigabytes of high-speed data. All the features of postpaid service without the long-term commitment. It's Forward Pay, because we are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
Lose to 1 megabyte per second. Past 50 gigabytes of use.
Welcome back to PCSN Live. We get back with you guys quicker than we ever got back in touch with these four sponsors.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
All right, going to real quick, do want to mention golf real quick. We won't take another break, but we'll mention golf. Darcy Lawson has qualified for the sectional, which I'll explain in a minute. You had what in the region, you go 10 individuals not on the two winning teams, and the two winning teams will advance to sectional play. Sectional play this year will be at Winchester Country Club. It'll be regions 9 through 12. You'll have 40 individual qualifiers, and you'll have 8 teams coming in to qualify, and they will play for 15 individual slots and 2 team titles. So you've got up to 80 golfers on course competing for 15 slots and 2 teams. So up to 25 golfers can advance to the state, and 2 of those are the winning teams, which is 10, and then 15 players of the next 15 best scores not on the winning team. So looking to be some really good competition. The sectional play, the state's a little bit different this year. Now if you make it to the state tournament at Bowling Green, you are one of those qualifiers, plus you will play both days at the state tournament versus one and a cut day. Now everybody that goes to state will play 2 days.
Different, right?
Different,
you know, but
yeah.
But KHSAA is changing things up a little bit, and you know, going to this sectional situation.
This has been talked about for several years. Some of, when I was coaching, I didn't like it because I always said it doesn't matter what region you come from, your region gets a chance to play at the state. Now you're still going to have the same scenario, but you've kind of got a super region. Now you've got a region and super region, and you advance out of that to go to state. To me, as long as we don't forget, this is still a state competition next week to advance to the finals at Bowling Green for 2 days. That's where we kind of have to understand that. But you're taking more kids to the sectionals than you've ever taken to state. But it's going to get a little bit, you know, I think you're going, where you saw log jams at Bowling Green before, now you're going to see log jams at the sectional with that many kids on the course. It's going to be backed up a bit, and it's going to be a long day on that sectional at Winchester Country Club. And tell you what, that's a tough track.
It's tough mentally, right? And yeah. If all of a sudden you're kind of in a groove, and all of a sudden you're teeing off, and now you got to wait in the fairway for people to clear out on the green at that point, and you're kind of waiting and potentially waiting. It's just like you've kind of lost that mojo, because at that point you start getting inside your own head, right? Yeah. You start overthinking. As opposed to just it being a natural.
You know, but it's a big deal for Darcy, again, finishing third in region and trailing your last year's regional winner from Paintsville, and Maddie Jo Benton from Estill County. Kudos to her. I'm not sure what her score was, but I know Darcy shot 82 was her qualifying score. But Maddie, this was her first regional title, but she's also backing that up with a two-way regional championship as well. So congratulations to Maddie over on the ECSN side. And she was always one of my favorite kids to go watch and play, Ricky Joe's youngest daughter, and I always enjoy watching her play, and she's really, really kind of showing her to do now, and hopefully they can all qualify for the Bowling Green part of the competition. It's going to get tough next week, but wish them all the best of luck.
Yeah, it's great. Again, when you realize the number of players anymore that are playing golf, how popular that sport has gained momentum. It's always kind of been popular since, but I feel like now there's a whole new younger generation of players, especially girls in many respects, that are starting to find it a little bit more attractive and start getting into that
arena.
We
need to see our youth grow in this area. This is it's actually going backward from where it was maybe 10 years ago. We've lost numbers, and we've got to have more kids hitting the course. But it's like that in every sport. We're kind of seeing a trend. Less people are participating in high school athletics, so we got to see that reverse back. So now let's switch gears to football.
So the Pirates will be on the road facing off against Lewis County, as Lewis County coming in with a record of 2-2 on the season. The Pirates coming in with a record of 1-4 on the season. What's interesting, David, is that Powell is 12-7 overall against Lewis County. I think they went on a winning streak of like four games against them, and then Lewis County ended up winning last year for their first win kind of in several years. But Lewis has actually put up some pretty big numbers in those two wins. They defeated Morgan County 40-14 and then defeated Bath County 69-28. The Pirates played
Common
Bath
opponent.
County. Yeah, so in that score, what was the score against Bath for Powell?
36-20, so we nowhere came close to what Lewis did to Bath.
So, again, the Pirates will be on the road in their first district matchup of the season, and it's a big one. You know, David, you had the game for the Pirates on the road against Perry County Central. I felt like that the Pirates, as far as the effort, going up against a better team in many respects, a lot more student athletes. Our players were going both ways, a lot of them, but the fact that they held in there, trailed by like 3 points with a couple of minutes to go, and then on third and long, they ended up airing one out and were able to get a touchdown pass for Perry Central. But I felt like the effort that was there by the Pirates, and it has been there all season long, there's no let up on this team. You know, sometimes things don't necessarily go their way because everybody packs in that box because you realize, they're running that wing offense. And so the Pirates not necessarily getting the yardage that they would have liked against Perry Central. But the fact that you're actually able to capitalize defensively on some turnovers and some scores along that line, nothing but respect for this team. I like this Pirate team, even though their record is 1-4. They've got a lot of good players, a lot of tough players. And hopefully they can come up with a big win coming up on Friday night against Lewis County.
Yeah, real quick, if you look at some RPI numbers, Estill County was at 51-3 Lewis County's at 47.2. Perry Central's at 60, around 65. And Breathitt County comes in with a decent RPI. If you look at just the RPI numbers, that can kind of tell you that information. Bath County, probably going to be the least of anybody that Powell County has played. And Lewis, they're at a 37.1 or 0.37 is their rating. So they are actually also in 2A. So when you kind of look at the opponents there, you see the RPI differential. But Lewis County is about 7 points ahead of the Pirates. That being said, Powell County's played tougher competition this season. Look for the way I looked at the stats for Lewis County. It's about a third passing, two-thirds running. So they're going to throw it quite a bit. And it seemed like they have a pretty good quarterback with some good receivers. So that they're probably going to watch film of last week's game on what Perry did to us. But hopefully Landon Wells, first of all, is okay with his ankle. I know he wasn't at practice, or didn't practice him yesterday. Still sore, but he said he can walk pretty good on it right now. But, you know, I think if he can go, he'll go, do the best he can on Friday night. So that's the key, getting the injuries back. You got a couple other kids back that were out for a couple of weeks. Aiden Larson, good to have him back. So we've got more kids now in the rotation in the backfield. We just got to keep the other team off the field, push the ball in the end zone, no turnovers, no penalties. We got to be clean. That's how we win ball games. If not, we can struggle. But defensively, Packett has given up 42 in the last two games. We cannot give up 42 points again. But we had the lead against Perry going into the fourth quarter. And when I went up there to do that game, I told you this before, this could be a blowout. And Powell County led going to the fourth, and I was impressed with how the Pirates played on Friday against Perry. Now let's hopefully they're impressive again Friday versus Lewis. This is what it matters now.
Yeah, and even being down 3 to Perry and had the ball and couldn't get anything done, and then, you know, ended up having to turn it over, and then at that point, again, 3rd and long, Perry goes for the touchdown pass and, you know, ends up converting at that point. But still, nothing but respect. There are a couple of things that I would like to see from the Pirates. A couple of times when they have it, you know, 3rd and short, I wish they would go one, give it to number 44, let him run, the big man Green, Jacob Green.
Push that line.
Yeah, push that line. And I feel like that sometimes we don't take advantage of what he brings to the table as far as, like, on those short yards to gain. And I feel like a couple of times, like, we miss those opportunities, try and give it to one of the wings, we get stopped for a loss. Now you're forced to punt or something, or you're forced to go with it on 4th and longer, yeah. You know.
Well, we couldn't get the ball outside against Perry. We really struggled getting out there. Our couple broken tackles were off tackle inside and busted for big plays. But, you know, other than the big plays that Powell County had against Perry, we really didn't get anything accomplished.
Of course, they put all 11 players in the box. I mean, you know, when you've got everybody blocked in, you know, facing off against each other. Of course, we've got 11 in the box, too, but when you're going 11 on 11, it's tough.
That's why I like the pass play toward the end of the game that Powell County was successful on.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said maybe if they'd done that a little bit earlier, it opens up the passing, the running game a little bit more. But, you know, one or two throws a game really is not going to open up that running game. And I'm not sure you want to throw it. Your strength is running the football, controlling the clock, if you can get a lead. Those are the keys for the Pirates on Friday night.
Well, let's think about this, too, though. I'm not necessarily going to show my cards to my district opponents.
No.
Right? So, therefore, I'm going to keep those potential pass plays in my back pocket and bring them out against district opponents when I need it. But, again, there are a couple of times when I wish they would kind of just give it to Jacob Green on some of those, you know. I feel like, again, he can go and get you those 3, 4, 5 yards consistently, because that line, I mean, everybody's just pushing it at that point.
The surge.
That's exactly right, a big surge in order to do that. Other than that, you know, I'm not, you know, again, I'm an armchair, you know, coach in a sense or whatever else, and they know what they're doing more than I do. I like this team. It's just sometimes those little situations, it's just like I almost feel like they can seemingly be predictable. Maybe it's just because we know their tendencies, you know. But again, I wish they would, you know, kind of do some of those a little bit to give themselves a little bit more of a chance.
I like what we're doing offensively. We just got to stop people on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
Can be better in the secondary and maybe a better pass rush. I'm not sure how you get those things done, but I'd like to see a bunch of tackles out of our linemen versus our linebackers and corners. So But again, I'm not going to complain too much about the team. I like the team
a lot.
This is one of my, probably one of my favorite teams we've had in a few years. So going forward, this team can get it done. But Friday night starts district competition. The next four are going to determine where the Pirates are for the playoff run. First four just kind of getting you warmed up and as far as getting there. So these next four are the big ones for the Pirates.
And they play tough competition.
Yes, they do.
So at this point, hopefully you've played that tough competition. That sets you up well, you know, in order to face off against your district.
Yeah,
opponents.
Not a lot of these teams are going to be a lot better than Perry and Breathitt. So we've seen as good as that goes. You know, Estill County was a balanced attack, good running game. So we've seen some really good competition going forward. And you know, I think these kids will learn from that. So a lot of teams load up their schedule with easy schedules at the beginning. You know, Powell County didn't do that. And, you know, the teams we've played have played well. So Friday night, our air time will be 7 o'clock. And next Friday will be on the home next Friday, right?
Correct, yes.
So the football team will be at home next week. So hope you can tune in to WSKV for the broadcast on Friday while you're tuning in to NFHS Watches Volleyball. Get ready for volleyball on Saturday and then go watch the soccer also on Saturday. And you're going to be busy watching all the events going on.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Again, we love all of our Pirate teams. Again, you know,
they support them.
Exactly. Come out and support them. We love our teams, and hopefully they can all collectively continue to finish strong here, get those district titles, and go on and get some regional titles and advance to the state.
Thanks for listening. See you next week somewhere here on PCSN Live with Dave again.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events and their academics, at home or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more. Remember your Ace Hardware right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protex Security & Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy. Stream the game to any internet-connected mobile device, made possible in part by Apex Network Physical Therapy, located at 156 West College Avenue in Stanton. For joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors. Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware and Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
Serving East Central Kentucky, tell